With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Walking Dead, Dead City, Season 1, Episode 4, Everybody Wins a Prize, is over. But we're just getting started here on the Walking Dead podcast on Post Show Recap. So everybody, I am Josh Wigger, and boy, didn't we all win a prize in the form of this shockingly fun Walking Dead TV show. Another banger here in Dead City. I am not alone. I'm joined here, of course, by the great Chappelle. Chappelle, how's it going?
Josh, I'm good. I enjoyed the episode. Per usual, Dead City has given me no complaints, and I'm very excited to talk about it. I just don't need any of your highfalutin words throwing me off my game.
Yeah, I won't. Yes.
We're going to get into it right now. I'm very excited.
AJ Mass also here with us this evening. AJ, what's going on?
I can't seem to find my harmonica anywhere.
Oh,
it's time for my rehearsal.
Yeah, you always want to make sure you're bringing your harmonica to a zombie fight, I think.
Mm-hmm. And your beeswax, obviously.
Well, I do think that there is a lot of wisdom to the idea of like, oh, you actually probably should always bring some form of potential noisemaker in case you want to like draw the walkers away. I feel like that could go in the survival handbook, AJ.
Yeah, multimedia presentation that triggers candle bombs. Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? Well, why not is what somebody said once upon a time while stamping the green light on The Walking Dead, Dead City. And thumbs up to that person, because I've missed the last couple of podcasts, so I haven't had a chance to come on here and say, oh boy, AJ, it's really pretty fun. It's a pretty fun version of The Walking Dead we've got over here.
Not only is it pretty fun, but this show, in this episode, they finally did something that they've tried so many times and failed miserably, and they did it perfectly. They brought a character back that we knew who they were, and we were happy to see them?
Yes.
That never happens. It's no. Like, oh, remember this guy from season two? No, I don't. Who is that? Walked in the room and was like, Simon!
Yep. We got a Stephen Ogg sighting here at the start of this episode. Chappelle, I don't know if you were experiencing any PTSD from being taken back to like Negan's most Negan-y days.
Yeah, you know, I was one of the people who got a good hate into Negan. And so seeing him pop up, I was like, wow, we're about to do this again.
Yeah.
And then we got to see, you know, the human side of Negan that we didn't get to see when we watched The Walking Dead proper, right? We see Negan looking at this child in, you know, in this horrible situation and being like, damn, the Croat, I thought I sucked, but the Croat is horrible, you know? And so now I kind of see the humanity in Negan too. Yeah, they're doing a really good job of making me not hate him as much.
Yeah, here's the only thing I'll say is like, wasn't Negan like pretty horrible to Carl and he was going to chop off Carl's hand even after he had smashed Abraham and Glenn's brains in? So this whole like, kids is the line we don't cross does feel a little bit loosey-goosey in the rules to me, I gotta tell you.
He didn't cross it. He didn't cross it.
He thought about it.
He threatened it.
Sure. He would have done it, right? He was going to do it.
I don't think he would.
He had a couple of other shots at Carl that it seemed like maybe he was going to take. Are you saying that it was always a bluff when it came to the kids?
I think so. I think he was trying to get under Rick's skin a lot with the Carl bluffs. But, I mean, he took Carl under his wing. He's like, yeah, you can stay here with me. You don't have to go back to that guy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He was very kind to him.
Yeah, I do think sometimes this show is trying to do that. Like, Negan's not all that bad thing that's kind of frustrating. I like it a lot more when he just, like, cuts the throat of that one guy in incredible display of showmanship while Maggie is forced to watch and, like, uh-oh, this is very triggering for a lot of reasons. Like, that's the good stuff. I do think when we're like, I'm gonna never do this. I'm not somebody who's gonna attack the kids. I'm Negan. I don't attack the kids. It just feels a little revisionist for me, but I think my my normal mode here is showing on The Walking Dead of like just arbitrarily complaining about something when there's really not that much to complain about on Dead City because it's fun. It is fun.
It is. But I agree with you. I think they're doing a lot to rehabilitate Negan's image in our eyes, but I think most of it is Negan's not so bad in comparison to everybody else who also is kind of bad, right? So like we get the, oh, Negan has the beeswax. And then Maggie later on be like, okay, I too have stolen stuff, you know, and I've hidden the harmonica. So I guess I can't judge you too much.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And so there's a lot of like, so you don't have anything you need to explain, Margaret, you know? So those things are what really is trying to bring Negan back into our good graces.
Yeah, for sure. So this episode of Dead City, everybody wins a prize. AJ, ostensibly, this is the, okay, we're going after the Croat episode. And, like, some really fun things ensue, but I think that this is much more of, like, an action-forward episode of Dead City so far.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a giant set piece of what would happen if you have this big sports arena, the world's most famous arena, and instead of hockey players or basketball players, you open up the doors and let in thousands of zombies to attack the eight people that we know on the floor below. And we got to see it. It was great. It was just this melee of wackadoodleness that, okay, am I really believing that anyone survived this? Of course not, but I don't care. Because
I'm really not believing that my guy Tommaso made it through.
Oh my God, how did he get out of that? I was like,
Tommaso made it through where so many other B characters would have just been torn to bits.
Every other B character was torn to bits. So, even the kind woman from the streets who brought the dinosaur, you know, I was like, all right, it's just the four of us. Just the three of us.
So we're going to go and we're going to go after the Croat and we're going to have this whole plan. It's going to involve some whistling, some ambushing, as you do here in a Negan concocted plan. But it turns out that maybe like there's no actual reason, like Negan has another option at the very least that perhaps he's not aware of, Chappelle, that the Croat actually loves Negan still. The Croat's like, Negan!
Oh my
God, is that you? Oh, Negan. It's been so long. Mm-hmm. And Negan's like, ugh, I Croat.
He's his annoying neighbor. You know, he's an Urkel of the group now. And he's like, did I do that?
Yeah, he's like split in after killing the kid. Yeah,
he's Kramer. He just shows up and everybody's like, ugh. Fine.
Croat. Hey, yeah. Croat.
Croat. Yeah, exactly. I like that too. Negan was fighting for his life, and the crier is like, I just want to talk to you. You don't want to talk? Look, I brought you a thing. Look, I brought you this guy. He's trying to kill you. I can kill him for you. Yeah. I'm going to kill him for you. Then you're going to trust me, and then we'll work together. Then he does something. It just blows Croat's mind. He goes and saves the cop guy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. Croat was like, Negan, what are you doing?
So Negan is going to go and save the sheriff. He's going to save Smash. And in saving Sheriff Smash, he is just going to get himself in further trouble, because when they do eventually escape, he just like holds him at gunpoint. And I thought that the line, you're a dick. Pretty yes, funny. Sir. Pretty good Neganism, yeah. For sure. But the Croat, AJ, is so pleased to see Negan. He's like, oh, what? You thought that it was going to be ear for an ear just because you shot my ear off? I'm another one. It's fine. No one has ever, it's been a very long time at least, since we've seen someone this happy to see Negan in the Walking Dead universe.
I mean, this guy, like we saw him in the flashback, he hasn't changed from the flashback. The flashback is like, look, I have done what needed to be done, Negan.
Yeah. Why is he French in the flashbacks? Yeah.
Yeah. He's so excited. He's like a little kid. Everything the Croat does is so exciting to him. He's very excited to show people, like, look at this thing. I gave you something. I did this. You see this kid? I killed him. Look. Yeah. You know, I tortured this little girl. It's fine. Negan, don't you like this? Negan's like, look, I knew you were crazy. I just didn't know you were this crazy. It's like there's a bad breakup that's happening, right? Negan's like, we're done. And the Croat's like, no, we're not. Like, no, we're still together. We're not breaking up. What are you talking about? And Negan's just really trying to get from up under his clingy ex-girlfriend. But the Croat's back, baby, and he wants all of Negan's attention.
Yeah, the Croat with Negan, AJ, it feels like paging Dr. Freud. I feel like there is some, all the best Croats have daddy issues going on. Where the Croat, looked at Negan as this paternal figure, despite the fact that they're either peers or the Croat's a little older. And he just wants, daddy Negan's approval. He's like, I heard about the bad times. I heard you lost the sanctuary. Alexandria, what a shame. What a shame. But we could do it again if you want to just be a part of this, Dad. You want to go out back and play catch?
Remember that time when you took me in, Daddy, and made me a sanctuary? I've made you a new sanctuary.
This is real, check out my tree fort energy. Do you want to build a snowman with me? You know?
You beat me, Daddy? That's okay. I don't mind because you're here and I love you.
He's so happy.
When he shoots, when he shoots that harpoon drill,
grappling hook
line.
What a strange device. I love it when the Walking Dead decides here regionally in New York City, what we have in this version of the apocalypse is a power drill meets a grappling hook meets a fishing lure.
And he's just he sees Negan starting to help him, and he's just like, I could not believe what I was hearing, but now I cannot believe what I am seeing. Why don't you just rip out one of my eyes, Negan?
Yeah, he hates it. The old Negan would be thrilled to see this guy get dropped off of the rafters, and instead, he's trying to save the person who's trying to arrest him. So the Croat is displeased. My question, Chappelle, is the Croat so displeased that his next move is going to be shoot Negan on sight, or does he need more time to try and get Negan to his cause? Is he not yet ready to give up on his favorite friend Negan, best pal?
It's his bestie. I don't think he's willing to let him go this quickly. I think that he's going to want to talk it out. First off, he needs to know, Negan, what happened to you? Why are you like this? Why did you try to save this man's life? We used to be friends. We used to be buds. We used to kill. We used to pillage. Remember those days? Remember the good old days? What are you doing? And then Negan's going to be like, yeah, I don't really do that anymore. He's like, you changed, Negan. And then finally, eventually, he's going to have to come to terms with this ain't the Negan of yesteryear. It's not the Negan that he knows. Negan is gone. Or at least his Negan is gone. But Josh, is Negan gone? Because we've seen that Negan does have the kill switch. His is a lot more fluid than everybody else's. He's using it left and right. Is there any world where Negan could potentially do a heel turn again?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and I absolutely think so. I absolutely think that there is a world where Negan's arc here on The Walking Dead, Dead City, is to become the king of Dead City.
Yes.
And that Negan wresting the sanctuary away from the Croat is going to be like the thing. He's like, I have to become a monster in order to stop the monster, and I'll run New York better than I ran the sanctuary, but will he really? And then the bigger tension being something like, can Maggie abide that? And would Negan know that Maggie couldn't abide that? Because clearly, even still through four episodes, while they've had a few moments where they've been able to see each other as people, they're still really adversarial, and just they're like one wrong situation away from seeing the other one dead. It's very good that they've got all this plot armor on them still, AJ, but I think if the plot armor wasn't there, one of them would have taken their shot here and probably landed it already. But yeah, I think like a Negan becoming new king of New York as like a big idea of like, where could you leave Negan and where could you possibly revisit Negan in a Dead City 2? I think something like that would really, really track for me.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you know, you're talking about the whole Maggie and Negan thing. I think what's been really wonderful to watch over the course of these four episodes is that you at least understand a lot more why they're there together. When we first heard the concept, it was like, why are they there together? We get it now a little bit of why they're there together. You know, I need you to find Herschel. And I need you to find Herschel because
manufactured plot circumstances, but it's fine and it's worked.
But it makes sense, and it's just like it's this wonderful thing where it's like she's like, okay, I'm gonna fess up. I have the matches. I stole your matches, and you know that's gonna lead into because I was gonna burn the dinosaur doll, and I think that Ginny might be here. She's going down that road, and then she's like, and she finds the beeswax, and she's like, he killed freaking Luther.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she was just about to confess to him. And now all that progress is gone.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm okay with that. I think Maggie versus Negan as a blood feud that we have to deal with moving forward would be great. I think that, you know, we know Negan as a villain. Negan as a bad guy as a good guy is kind of interesting because he still has that like anti-hero bad guy switch to him. But I think the best Negan is villain Negan. I just don't think that The Walking Dead proper handled him correctly, right? Like you gave us this massive villain and then you just stuck us with him while all the good guys died like year after year. And they were just, and he just was chilling. He wasn't even the one killing them. He was just hanging out, like got away scot-free almost. I would love to see a world where there's a void of power now that the Croat is gone. Maybe Negan dispatches him or whatever. And then he has to step into that place and Maggie's not okay with it. And then we have Maggie versus Negan maybe for Dead City season two. I think that would be very interesting because to me, Negan is still a villain and very much so. And Maggie still owes him. I don't care what he says. They are not even. She got to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that like some sort of, if you're trying to figure out what's your like Walking Dead end game, you know, what does it look like as the spinoffs collide? Should the spinoffs collide? The idea of Maggie being able to go to like a reunited Rick, Michonne, Daryl type of situation of like, Negan's the king of New York City. We might want to do something about that. Like, feels very Avengers versus Thanos, and I think could be like a pretty fun setup for the franchise. But I also think that this show has really earned the Walking Dead creators, the people who are running the ship here, the room to keep it locked in on this very personal feud between these characters. So I really think that it's so wise that they're keeping it sort of this fraught because it would never, ever realistically be much of anything else, considering the unshakable history between the two of them. And we just don't really have a very good version of this anywhere else in the Walking Dead universe because the villains are mostly dispatched already at this point. Like, if you had like Rick and Negan as a situation, we could always rev that back online in some way, shape, or form. But it's going to take some work and certainly more work than it would for if you just leaned into the fact that Maggie and Negan would always, if push came to shove, very realistically, if it had to happen, they would both kill the other. And it's not like they would never lose sleep over it, because they would probably be thinking about it for the rest of time, but they would do it. They would kill each other if they had to. And I think having that relationship in this universe of like blood feud, as you say, Chappelle, like, mm-hmm. I think it's cool to have one of those. And I think that this is for sure the best version of that that we've got currently existing in the Walking Dead universe, unless I'm forgetting like some grudge someone has against Strand out there. I don't know.
I mean, the Morgan Strand beef is a thing, kind of, except we didn't see Strand for an entire half season of Fear the Walking Dead. So we don't even know if Morgan still had an issue with Strand, honestly, because we will never know, it seems. So I like the idea that the Walking Dead has a constant villain. Right. A villain that we're always trying to get to, because we've done like the kind of monster of the week format where, you know, these six episodes, we got this guy, these six episodes, we got this guy. And every time there's a void of power, we find a new person who's in charge. But, you know, knowing that there's a big bad that they're always in pursuit of, that kind of like intrigues me. My issue is when they're not in pursuit of the big bad. Right. When it's just like, I guess he could just hang around. I would like to be moving toward his demise at all times. Or knowing that we have to pause his demise, you know, for the greater good for now, but it's not off the table. I don't mind it as long as I know they're going to come back to it. We finished The Walking Dead proper without them ever revisiting Negan as a villain. And I didn't like that.
Yeah. I think a thing that's very, very fair to me is Negan is trying and has been trying for a decently long time to like walk the line and to like not be monster mode Negan. And often what ends up happening is Negan pays the price for it. Like either like he gets into deeper trouble, like he's going to be like, at least under arrest by Sheriff Smash, if not outright executed by him. Five times over, I think, five death sentences shall be laid upon Negan's head. It's either something like that, or it goes like, I don't know, like unappreciated feels like probably how he receives it, right? He's like, no one's ever going to believe that I'll ever actually change. But he has tried. He has put in the effort. I think that Negan as a character and the show has now like earned the right to be like, you know what? I think I'm good on trying. I think I'm done. I think I've got a certain skill set that I can use, and I think I've suffered enough, and I am going to run shit my way, which is going to be contrary to the Maggies of the world, and that's going to be sad for Maggie, and I'm not going to love doing it, but I will absolutely torch Maggie if I have to. And I feel like that could be the journey that we're on with Negan right now. But at the very least, the point that he's on in that journey right now, AJ, is he's still trying to save the sheriff. It's not too late for Negan to still be able to save the sheriff, but he's still trying to save the sheriff and I think get credit for it from somewhere. And it's just still not coming.
Yeah, and it's a shame because just two episodes ago, he could not save the deputy. So, you know, it's
that's
damn.
Right. Mm-hmm. Who shot the sheriff?
I think that's what makes Negan, part of it is just Jeffrey Dean Morgan is just phenomenal in the role. But what makes him so compelling is that he's not mustache twirly or evil for the sake of being evil. That's not why he's doing this. I mean, if you really deep dive into the character, what does Negan want? Negan wants to be forgiven. Yeah. And he's never going to get that.
Yeah.
And that makes it, a tragic character, but also one who, like you said, how many times can he try and do the right thing and have it kick him in the teeth before he does to say, you know, F it, I'm out of here.
Yeah. And I think that like the Croat storyline kind of mirrors this, where like it seems like the Croat's whole thing is like, daddy, forgive me, take me back. I didn't mean to disobey your orders. And if you hadn't chased me away, we could have won. Let's do this again. And Negan, is he going to be able to forgive, quote unquote, the Croat? But like he's in the position to give the Croat something that Negan himself desperately craves. So there's like a lot of layers there.
Yeah. And on top of that, the difference between the two of them is like you said, like, Here in this moment where he can choose to be safe and let Marshall Smash drop, he chooses not to. Whereas there's a nice little tiny moment when, as the Croat is walking up the stairs and trying to locate Negan, he looks down at the ground below into the arena and sees all the carnage and just chuckles to himself. He's like, oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
He's evil, he's twisted, and that's what he wants. He wants that. Negan doesn't want that. He'll do it. Mm-hmm. He'll snap and go there. that that's not what he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine Negan getting very disheartened by his attempts at getting forgiveness, failing, and falling on deaf ears left and right, right? Because we, AJ just brought it up. He saves the sheriff, and then instantly the sheriff says, yeah, you're still under arrest, and I'm going to kill you. And he's like, what? What do I have to do to prove to y'all that I'm okay? Eventually, he's going to say, well, maybe I don't care anymore. Maybe if y'all think I'm that bad, I will be that bad guy, and I will give you exactly what you've been looking for. And I think that getting that from the sheriff is one thing. Getting that from Maggie would be like a double dose of that, you know, whereas if Maggie turns on him again, he's like, Maggie, damn, I don't know what else you want me to do. I'm trying here. I've saved you. I've saved your kid. I've helped it with all kinds of crap. And you still don't forgive me? F it. I'm Negan again. Where is my Lucille?
I mean, you know, if he saves Herschel at the end of all this and then Maggie pulls a gun on him.
Right. Like, yeah. Negan, you're in, you get, okay, I give him complete freedom. If he saves Herschel and Maggie's like, okay, but now you got it out. Like, okay, Maggie, look, if you're not going to kill him, just let it go. This cat and mouse, you got to let it go.
Got to let it go.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's talk about Maggie a little bit more here. Maggie doesn't have a ton to do in this episode. I feel like it's very action forward. She's part of like the big group of people that are just getting destroyed. And somehow Tommaso is able to evade a horrific fate. Any major opening statements on Maggie in this episode, AJ? Anything that Maggie's doing this week that you thought was pretty interesting?
Well, I think it's that debate where she's going on, like, do I trust Negan enough to spill my beans? Do I trust him enough to say, hey, you know what? I took your matches. It seems so stupid and petty, but she's not even going to give him that much. She doesn't trust him enough for that. And yet, when she realizes that Negan is actually responsible for killing Luther and now she has a chance to escape, because there was a path there for a moment there when all the zombies were coming in where she could have just hit the road that between her and the exit, no walkers. And she pauses and she turns around and she sees Jenny's inside the cage. And it's almost like in that moment, she's like, no, I'm not going to do what Negan would do and just save myself. I got to prove to Negan that I'm not Negan.
Yeah.
So whereas Negan's trying to prove to Maggie that he's not Negan. Uh-huh. He's trying to prove to Negan that she's not
Which
Negan.
Is so foolish because I thought that we are all Negan. Wasn't
we
that,
are all Negan.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. But we are all Negan in that sense. But like, I just love the fact that like they both kind of want the same thing. Like, no, don't compare me to you. I'm not as terrible as you, and I'm going to prove it to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The idea that Maggie thinks Negan would have left these people for dead is kind of flawed in general, because when was the last time Negan did something like that? He's been jumping through hoops to prove to you that that's not him. We've seen him go above and beyond for people, including, like you said, saving that sheriff, you know, and saying, I'm not Negan anymore. So, yeah, Maggie's got this image of Negan that she's never going to let go, and I don't know if it's going to bode well for their friendship moving forward. So I enjoyed Maggie in this episode just because sometimes you forget that Maggie is, like, pretty dope when it comes to fighting. Like, she's like the baddest around, and we don't talk about that enough. Whenever
Maggie walks
into a random neighborhood, random city, civilization, whatever the case may be, she's like top three in whatever like combat. She's always fine, and she's always saving other people. She's really impressive. I don't know. I'm you know, like, I remember when Michonne first showed up, and I was like, man, she's the baddest I've ever seen. Maggie is like, she's the queen
I think
right
it's,
now.
It's easy to forget that I think the very first time you ever see Maggie in The Walking Dead, isn't she like running in on horseback and she like baseball bats a zombie to death or something like that? Like, her first scene is pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. No. Did she kill something with a baseball bat in her first
scene? Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
I
wait,
have to
don't
go
say
back
that.
And check.
You
the
gotta
details.
Check.
Wow.
I don't know about that
gotta,
one.
Gotta
if
check.
That's not
day.
Foreshadowing. And then just, oh, my goodness.
I'll give the writer some credit that I haven't given them in a very long time, if that's the case.
Yeah. Well, you guys talk for a second, because I'm gonna go pull up the clip here real quick. And see if that's the case. But I mean, like, the point remains that the first time you ever see Maggie in this universe, she is just like, nope, it's emergency mode. I'm on a horse. This is a zombie apocalypse. I'm a cool badass. And it's like, of course Glenn fell in love immediately. Like, yeah. Of course he did.
And she's all about protecting her family. And like, that's kind of was not the norm at that, even at that early stage of the apocalypse we saw, especially because, you know, one of the first people we saw was, you know, Carol getting beaten up by her husband. Like, you know, there wasn't always loving families who are always going to take care of each other.
Yeah, it's a baseball bat. I'm watching it right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. How,
bravo.
No one said that out loud.
That's
good
crazy.
Job, Josh. You figured it out.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Sure, people at home are like, duh. Y'all are
That's
so
wild.
Dumb.
Yeah, of course. Everyone else is like, yeah, we know.
I'm Everybody. Removing a whole bunch of sins from this episode just for that.
Yeah. Just for that. Yeah.
I mean, do I know how Negan could possibly have lifted Luther and hidden his body? No, by himself? Probably not. But I'm gonna let it go.
Yeah. What did happen to Luther's body is a great question.
He buried him like a harmonica. You know.
Hiding a harmonica is one thing. Hiding a Luther is pretty hard.
It's a big Luther.
That's a huge Luther.
Yeah, that's the thing. He was by himself, which is why when he was sitting by himself at the beginning of the episode, I was fooled by thinking like, oh, it must be he was exhausted after moving Luther. But no, clearly we didn't see any of that. I also, but my only other issue with the episode was they played a little dirty with us when there's the kid sitting in the room who kind of vaguely looks Herschel-ish.
Yeah, that was Herschel. I don't care what they
said. Because we don't know Herschel this incarnation enough to not know that's not
that
Herschel.
Was him. Yeah. In my mind, that was him. I don't get. He's like, it's not him. I was like, yes, it is. Like, it was good enough for me. I don't know. People at home might have been like, oh yeah, obviously they weren't going to kill Herschel like that. But I didn't think it was a definite that Herschel survives this series. Yeah. Why? Like, what is Herschel bringing to the table, y'all? He could go.
Well, that's the thing that really, if there are some complaints about the show, just because we got to have them, I would love a lot more Herschel than we're getting. And I would love, like, for Herschel to have, like, an actual story other than just being, like, tied to a chair. That's Glenn and Maggie's kid. Like, that kid is Walking Dead royalty. Like, he is the Walking Dead Nepo baby of the moment. And he deserves his time. He deserves more camera time, just like Tom Hanks's niece.
Well, maybe he deserves it. And maybe he's just going to be tied to the bench. She's a bench. She's just tied
to
the bench.
Ugh.
But I mean, what do you think? Like, we've seen him a lot in the flashbacks, a couple of flashbacks that we've had. So, I mean, we could still see more of him, but I mean, how many red flags are raised when, you know, Negan's like, could you just give me the kid? He's like, yeah, it might be a bit of a problematic.
Yeah.
I just want to talk to you first. What are you talking about?
How much
about?
Of a red flag is that statement by the Croat?
It's a big red flag. But it's the, so here's the situation. It's The Walking Dead. So I don't trust that they have the nerve to kill Herschel.
Thank God.
Certainly off screen. But it's also The Walking Dead Dead City, which I think is leaning closer into the direction for the first time in a really long time since, like, maybe Heads on Spikes, probably earlier than that, probably since Glenn got killed, where it feels like you might do that. You might do that. And it would be consistent with the Croat. It would make more sense for the Croat to have killed Herschel probably at this point than to have held on to him. But I'd be very mad about it because that's Herschel, and I'd be very, very frustrated that that's what they did to Herschel, sort of in the same way that they, like, needlessly killed Carl. Like, hang on to the legacy characters. Like, this is, there's, like, stuff to be done here. You really only get one shot at these kids. Let's not do this. Certainly not before Herschel and Elton get to hang out. I'll be pretty upset if we don't get that. But I think that it would be more Croat-y to kill Herschel, and it would be more Walking Dead-y to keep Herschel alive.
Yeah. I do not appreciate that we really haven't had a major character death in a very long time on any series of The Walking Dead. I cannot remember the last time I was affected by someone's death in The Walking Dead that was a major character. I cannot. And so that's why, that's the only reason why I'm kind of like, I'd be okay with a Herschel death, because I just feel like it's The Walking Dead. We've gotten so far away from, here's your principal cast, one of them can go and you might hate it. And now it's kind of like, Maggie, Negan, Herschel, they're fine.
Yeah.
You know, they're just on an adventure. They're fine. We have nothing to worry about. And with six episodes or something like that, a season for, like, Dead City, you don't even have time to make me care enough about these background characters to where I would really feel the impact of that, like we would when Beth dies, when, you know, Glenn dies, you know, Abraham. Those are the deaths that you felt. You don't feel these deaths because we don't know these people. And so I wish The Walking Dead could just bring back a little bit of that spark. It doesn't have to be Herschel, but damn it, kill somebody. Somebody.
They didn't even kill Tommaso. I really thought Tommaso was
done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jenny doesn't even talk. She's just, like, holding everybody back, and she can't die.
She doesn't do anything.
She doesn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. And so I don't know.
What's her issue with Maggie?
Oh, well, probably because she's Team Negan, right? You know, she's Team Negan and knows that, like, Negan and Maggie clearly didn't get along. So I think she's like, I don't know, Negan's my guy. He had my stuffed animal. You've been mean to him. I don't like you.
And I saw you. You saw you with Natchez and my stuffed animal.
Yeah, so. That's correct. Yeah.
I don't trust you because you tried to kill my stuffed animal. Now I am going to stand here and make this very difficult for us to escape these zombies. But I have not forgotten about that dinosaur and those matches. I'm like, hey, girl, I need you to get over it right now. I need you to get over it until we get out of the building. Because that whole sequence with the zombies coming into the building, I thought that was so cool. I thought. The like you said, the audio presentation that made the candle then light, and then the wick, and then a bubble explosion, and then the music all at the same time. I was like, I love this. This was cool.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And then it was, you know, it culminating in the Negan and Croat standoff, the two of them holding power drills at each other, him on a catwalk, very Kylo Ren. Like, the whole thing felt really fun. Knowing that this is MSG, or at least it's supposed to be MSG, makes it fun as well. But it really does feel like Negan being in this space. Negan looks at home at Madison Square Garden the way that, like, the boss does, you know, where it's like he would look a little bit more at home somewhere else, like New Jersey, maybe. But this is close. And so I feel like some sort of version of Negan in this moment, getting close to, like, the heart of the kingdom of the Big Apple, I feel like could be a really fun place to take this one. What do you think is going to happen between Negan and the sheriff now, Chappelle? Because clearly, like, sheriff's not just going to execute Negan. There's still two episodes left.
There's two episodes left. The show is called Maggie Negan, and you can never change my mind. So for me, yeah, I know Negan is alive for the duration of this, more than likely. But I don't need the sheriff. Look, if Negan wants to prove to everybody that Negan is back, right? That the big bad Negan is still here. I think the sheriff is his first victim. I think Croat goes, then there's a void in the power. And then he's like, yeah, you can't keep sticking around here because you just suck. I'm trying my best to save you and stuff like that. You still want to kill me five times. You want to kill me five times. I can only die once. I mean, you want to kill me five times? You got to go. And I wouldn't be mad at it. I think he's a cool character as like this, you know, bounty hunting, you know, U.S. Marshal type. But he could go.
Yeah. I think the fact that Negan like saved him from death by falling from the rafters of Madison Square Garden, and this guy still wants to either arrest or execute him, that's a lot of goodwill down the drain for the next time Negan has power over this guy, AJ, I feel like.
Yeah, maybe he won't be so quick to lend a hand.
Yeah.
The next time, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I will have to correct you, Chappelle. He can kill him twice.
In this world, for sure.
Yeah, I just interestingly, I was just thinking, you know, we're talking about all this father figure thing, you know, the Croat to Negan. Now I'm thinking back to the scene he has with that I think it's a girl who handles the multimedia presentation.
And it's
just very sweet and parental and like, you never have to be afraid of me. Has he actually changed a little bit? Maybe learned his lesson that from Negan, like, I will not harm the kids because the last time I harmed the kids. Has he changed?
Maybe the kids are off limits. He's like, Negan, you were right. I've been looking for you so I could tell you.
Yeah, look, I got a kid right here. I didn't touch it. You look, she's still here. I taught her like AV club. I started AV club for this child. Look, she's alive, Negan. I did a thing.
So maybe that's why that scene is there, because I didn't really know why that scene was there. But now that I'm thinking about it, like, oh, that maybe that's why he has changed, but Negan has too. And like, I can't understand how you could possibly change Negan, even though I have changed Negan.
Yeah.
Well. For the Croat, he's like telling the child, you know, like, hey, I love the protector that you've become. You know, you've become confident. And you don't ever have to be afraid of me. It's like, oh, are you sure? Are you positive? Because it comes off a little aggressive. If I'm not supposed to be afraid of you, why are you yelling at me?
And on top of that, though, at least the Croat knows he's unhinged because he hears the whistling and he goes, you heard that, right?
Yeah.
Love that.
Like, I'm
love
not tripping,
that.
Am I?
Yeah. Because normally this is just like the time where like the bird starts flying around and a cat starts chasing it and they're both cartoons.
Yeah.
But you heard that.
Yeah. So I don't know if the Croat even believes what Negan was doing. It does seem like he's turned over a new leaf just to maybe impress Negan. So it's like, for him, it's still F them kids, but at the same time, it's like, but if I gotta play with the kids to keep Negan around, or, you know, so I can get the crew back together, then I'll do it. But personally, he's like child agnostic. Like, they can go, they can stay. I don't really care.
Yeah, for sure. So episode ends with Maggie and Ginny and friends getting what? Like, chased subterranean? We're going into the subway. Are we gonna meet Pizza Rat here in episode 5 of Dead City, AJ? You think any sort of strange subway people?
Well, some mole people maybe who are living under there. Well, I do like the fact that we at least saw them when they're on their way into the garden, when they went through the bowels of old Penn Station. I like the fact that there were walkers there, except they were no longer walkers. They were lie downers because, you know, I guess there's the methane is so thick down there that they just are just lying there. Ugh.
Even the walkers can't be bothered. Yeah.
I thought that was so cool. It was like, I was like, okay. So even though they're all down there, I mean, it seems like it shouldn't be too hard. As long as you don't actually, you know, place your foot right in their mouths.
Right,
you should be okay.
Right.
But I mean, they keep saying they believe, oh, the air down there. And, you know, it's all methane. The air down there. Like, okay. I didn't see anything on the way in. So why would I be scared on the way out the way my is? I don't know. Something's weird there.
Something's weird. Well, something's wonderful about The Walking Dead City. I gotta tell you, having a really good time with this one. The next episode is Stories We Tell Ourselves, and we're already up to the second to last episode of Dead City. Chappelle, do you like that this season is as short as it is, or would you want there to be more?
I don't mind this as long as the conclusion is strong. Yeah. I think that I've always been on record that I like my stories to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so if this is the first season of television, I need it to have an end. Even if it ends in a cliffhanger, it still needs to have an end. I need to know that there's an end goal. Currently, I'm not quite – I think the big bad is the Croat. We gotta kill him. And I'll go with that. But if the Croat survives, everybody survives, there's no cliffhanger, he's just like kind of leaves, that would drive me crazy. So six episodes, keep it tight, make it happen. I don't mind this at all.
Yeah, AJ, two episodes left. Is that enough time on the clock?
I think so. I think, you know, for me, the first two episodes kind of felt like a long first episode. They really felt like they could have aired on the same night and they just decided to break them into two. This whole, hey, let's plot to get the Croat and infiltrate MSG, that was like a two episode thing. So I just think this is really, it's 3 2-hour episodes is how I'm feeling it. And yeah, if the beginning was, hey, here's the story and here's the Croat and now let's go and get the Croat, it didn't work this time, but now we've got, you know, two episodes left to get it done. If they get it done, yeah, I don't need you to pad this out to 10 episodes just to fill an episode order. I feel the pace has been great. I feel that something's happened every episode, both conversationally and emotionally and between the characters, as well as, you know, a pretty cool fight with walkers inside of MSG. So as long as you give me all those things, I'm happy.
Yeah, I agree. Ultimately, I agree. And then it won't be long before French the Walking Dead, starring Daryl Dixon, shall be on our screen. So I can wait. I can hang while we wait for the next batch of Walking Dead once we're on the other side of Dead City. But two more episodes still to come. We'll be here, some version of the panel, talking about both of those episodes. In the meantime, Chappelle, tell everybody where you are, where people can find you, what you got going on.
I am here on PSR. This week, I got to guest on Community Building with you and Jess. And we talked about season 6, which is a season that I really don't remember that well. And so it was a great time talking to y'all. So if you're still following Community, or if you fell off but you want to hear what I got to say about it, go check that out on Post Show Recaps. Then over on Rob Has a Podcast, still talking about Netflix shows. So on Nothing But Netflix, Rob and I, last week we talked about American Gladiator. This week we are talking about Wham! We're going to talk about the Wham! Documentary that is recently on Netflix, and I am going to have the time of my life because I love their music. And so it's going to be a good time. Check that out on Nothing But Netflix. And then on Silent Podcast, Sasha, Joseph, and I are still covering Never Have I Ever Season 4. So check that out. And follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show. And then possibly in the near future, follow me on something else because everybody's on stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
Threads, it's weird out here. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not on Threads yet. Mostly because someone already has my Twitter name on Threads, and so I'm not happy.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
I hate it. Like, I have to do a whole rebrand just to join Threads. So look for me on social media. I might pop up under a different handle, but you'll see me soon enough, I'm sure.
All right. Okay. AJ, where can people find you? Are you on Threads?
Well, you know, I am not active on Threads, but I figured...
But I am technically on Threads.
Yeah, I'm on the Twitter at AJ Mass. I was a very early adopter. I could get at AJ Mass. Looked over Threads. The best they would give me was like AJ Mass 67 or something like that.
So, I hate it, AJ. I hate it.
I know. So I am at AJ Mass ESPN on the thread. So I'm not going to be active there until the dying fire.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. But yeah, you know, you can find me on those sites. As far as podcasting, you know, we got the wonderful Criminal Minds rewatch that I do with Kentad Svensgaard called Felonious Pundits. You can find it wherever podcasts can be downloaded. And we have a good time with that. And otherwise, I'm just, you know, enjoying the Deadiverse that I do with you guys because that's just a happy time. I did do a recap of the 5th episode of the most recent season of Black Mirror with Grace. You can find that as well on the post-show recaps.
But amazing.
Fun series of podcasts there with the Black Mirror.
All right, folks. I'm at Round Howard. I'm on Threads. You can find me there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm there. Just giving all my data over to Mark Zuckerberg here.
I followed
on
you.
The internet. follow me there or wherever you follow people. I'm there too. We've got a lot going on here on Post Show Recaps, Walking Dead, Witcher coverage here with myself and Mike Bloom, Battlestar Galactica. We've got throwbacks. We've got throw forwards. It's a crazy time here on the internet. Be a part of it. Post Show Recaps, wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to be a patron, patreon.com/postshowrecaps. And of course, stay subscribed to the Walking Dead podcast feed. You'll never miss a beat when we are talking about the Deadiverse. Until next time, everybody, take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.